Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. The explosion of the mosquito-borne Zika virus in the Americas has put governments in the region on alert and prompted an all-out war on mosquitoes in the region. VOA's Jeff Custer has our report.
The Zika outbreak comes as tens of thousands of people are poised to descend on Brazil later this year for the Olympics, possibly making the International Games a springboard to transmit the virus around the world when visitors return home. President Dilma Rousseff called on all Brazilian society to collaborate in the fight against the mosquito that is spreading Zika.
The federal government guarantees all the resources for people to prevent and eliminate mosquitoes. We need the participation of society in what will be a continuous battle. We will mobilize our armed forces and all our officials. And the same will be done by the states and municipalities.
Zika virus has been tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases of condition that results in abnormally small heads and brains in newborns. There is no treatment for the condition. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Authorities in Burundi have released two foreign journalists a day after they were arrested in the capital. Burundi's security minister said the two men were arrested in Bujumbura in the company of armed criminals. Burundi's political crisis began last April when President Pierre Nkurunziza said he was running for a controversial third term. UN officials in Geneva went ahead with peace talks Friday on ending the war in Syria despite a boycott by the main Syrian opposition. Friday afternoon, UN Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, and a Syrian government delegation headed by the Syrian ambassador to the United Nations, Bashar Jafri, met. De Mistura told reporters he would meet with the representatives of the opposition group on Sunday. This is VOA News. The borders of the Islamic State self-declared caliphate in Iraq and Syria are steadily eroding, but it will likely be months before U.S. and coalition-backed forces are ready to take on the terror group's strongholds in Mosul or Raqqa. Spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says new estimates from the U.S.-led Operation Inherent Resolve show Islamic State fighters have lost 40% of the territory they once held in Iraq and 5% of the territory they once held in Syria. Coalition also has been pressuring IS from the air, focusing the majority of the airstrikes in and around Ramadi and Mosul in Iraq and around the terror group's de facto capital of Raqqa in Syria. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is facing mounting political pressure over the number of migrants who are arriving in her country, with regional authorities demanding that Berlin provide more resources to cope with the crisis. Henry Ridgewell reporting now from Berlin.
More than 1.1 million migrants are being resettled across Germany. At a meeting with Chancellor Merkel, the leaders of Germany's 16 federal states demanded a doubling of financial aid and support for housing and schools. Chancellor Merkel struck a deal with her governing coalition partners, which would facilitate deportations and restrict the rights of migrants to bring their families to Germany.
Und so werden wir Land für Land einfach auch außenpolitisch und entwicklungspolitisch.
She said the government wants those with the prospect of remaining to be integrated, but said those who have no prospect of remaining should return. Germany anticipates the migrant influx could cost the state an extra $3.7 billion in extra social benefits during 2016. It's hoped German language classes will speed the migrants' entry into the labor market and cut the benefits bill. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Berlin.
Officials in Seoul say to counter a growing North Korean missile and nuclear threat, South Korea appears poised to consider importing a controversial U.S. missile defense system. After the latest nuclear test by Pyongyang, South Korea has been weighing military and diplomatic options. U.S. and South Korean military officials say South Korea should consider deploying the system, which is capable of tracking ballistic missiles up to 2,000 kilometers away, a range which would cover some parts of China. In U.S. politics, Democratic and Republican presidential hopefuls crisscrossed the state of Iowa on Friday, making last-minute appeals to voters and tightening their attacks on their rivals ahead of the state's crucial first-in-the-nation nominating contest on Monday. And the U.S. said Friday that its economy barely advanced in the last 3 months of 2015. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Well, hello again. Welcome to Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host. And on this edition of the program, we'll salute one of the great saxophonists of all time. I've just uncovered a 1990 conversation I had with the legendary Stan Getz, and I'll share that with you on this edition of the show. It was the 27th of June in 1990 that I had a chance to sit down with Stan Getz for a few minutes. Those were choice minutes for me, the first time I'd ever had a chance to interview Stan Getz, and it was in his apartment overlooking Central Park just before his performance at Carnegie Hall later that night. He had just released the album Appassionato, and preceding that, a year earlier, the album Anniversary. I'll give you some cuts from those albums and conversation with Stan Getz on this edition of Jazz America. He was playing Carnegie Hall, as I said, for about the 50th time, as you'll hear him tell us, and he had played there many times before, as had many, many of the masters of jazz over the years. As a matter of fact, the Verve record label, celebrating its 50th anniversary in 1994, put together a concert by a number of fantastic artists called Carnegie Hall Salutes the Jazz Masters, playing the music of some of those great artists who had played Carnegie Hall over the years. Everyone from Billie Holiday and Dizzy Gillespie, Duke Ellington, Bud Powell, Bill Evans, etc., to Stan Getz. Here is a salute to Stan Getz and the Bossa Nova, with Joe Henderson on the saxophone, Charlie Hayden on bass, Al Foster on drums, and Antonio Carlos Jobim on vocals and piano, with Desafinado, to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. Since we were going to celebrate Stan Getz, and his last performance at Carnegie Hall. On this edition of Jazz America, I thought I'd give you two live performances from Carnegie Hall back to back. From the album I mentioned earlier, Carnegie Hall Salutes the Jazz Masters, we started the hour with Desafinado, a tribute to Bossa Nova and Stan Getz, with Joe Henderson taking Stan Getz's place alongside Antonio Carlos Jobim on the song Desafinado, followed by the Latin jazz craze that exploded with Dizzy Gillespie and his big band. They were joined by Chano Pozo to create the song Manteca. And in the 1994 performance at Carnegie Hall, you heard the Carnegie Hall Jazz Band joined by Roy Hargrove on trumpet and Steve Turay on the trombone. Now, let's give you some of that conversation I just uncovered recently from my 1990 interview with Stan Getz. He would play Carnegie Hall later that night and perform music from the album Apasionado, his brand new release. You'll hear him talk about that, and then we'll hear a song called Amorous Cat from that album, here on VOA's Jazz America.
Well, the storyline of this conversation is Bronx boy makes good, comes back home, plays Carnegie Hall. That's basically what we're talking about here. Stan Getz has been nice enough to spend a little time with us on this beautiful summer afternoon in New York, looking out over Central Park here. And thank you very much for taking a few moments here.
Thanks. Nice being here, Russ. But this isn't the first time at Carnegie Hall. I guess you know that.
I guess
it's,
I would
know. It's
been
about 50 times.
Wow.
I think the first time was 1951.
Wow.
And it's still, there's something very impressive about it still.
And that's exactly what the first question I wanted to ask you. I don't know if you're a sports fan or not, but, you know, it's like you walk out on Yankee Stadium and you're a baseball player. You know, you got to have a special feeling. And there's a little bit of Yankee in every ball player, I would say. Every musician has got to want to play Carnegie Hall sometime in their life.
Old joke, guy walking down the street with a violin case, asked the man, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? And the guy says, Practice.
Let's just get down to business with what's happening right now. Tell me about who's going to be playing with you at Carnegie Hall and how you approach. Do you approach that show a little differently than other sets?
There's something new about it for me. It's not the usual quartet format. We've also got the makings for the new record, Apasionado, the one that just hit number 6 on the charts.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And the quartet part is from Anniversary. And the album before that, which was number 4 on the charts, on the jazz charts, that is. We're playing quartet, and we're also playing sextet. So I've never played with a sextet on stage. So we'll mix it up, and the quartet and sextet will feature Kenny Barron on piano and Terry Lynn Carrington on the drums.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And one of the composers of the sextet album, Eddie Del Barrio plays synthesizer, and Frank Zottoli will play synthesizer, Alex Blake will play bass, and I'll play the saxophone.
All right, I bet you will. Alex Blake, he's a New Yorker, he works with Manhattan Transfer.
Correct.
Yeah. We all know Terry Lynn Carrington, certainly in the last year or so, has had a chance to step out of the band situation, be a front person, hard for a drummer to do, so... And Alex Del Barrio worked with you on Apasionado as well. So
Eddie Del Barrio.
Del Barrio,
right.
Pardon me. Names, all these names. So it's people that you're comfortable with. I guess that's an important thing to do, to be with people that you're very, very comfortable with. And all it takes is practice, rehearsal, practice, I guess.
Well, actually, to tell the truth, we had one rehearsal with this sextet, because there's some different guys in the record, out on the coast, and Kenny Barron wasn't there because he was working, and tomorrow will be the first and only full rehearsal before Carnegie. But I'm sure it's going to be fine because they're all great musicians. Thank you.
Amorous Cat from the album Appassionato, Stan Getz. Now, though Stan Getz was known as a Bronx boy, a New Yorker, he was born in Philadelphia, and so is this great musician. Here's Lee Morgan with a 1965 classic that features Lee Morgan on trumpet and Wayne Shorter on the tenor sax, along with Harold Mayburn on the piano. Some hard bop for you from 1965. The song is Speedball from the album The Gigolo. Lee Morgan on Jazz America from VOA 1. Jazz History from 1965 with the legendary Lee Morgan and an all-star cast joining him for the song Speedball. Hope you enjoyed that here on Jazz America. And I've got more music coming up from two of the most famous artists working today in jazz in a duet situation. You'll hear that. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. JazzAmerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently. It reads as follows. Hi, Russ. It's Joseph Munyao. Happy New Year. It's good to be back safe and sound. I'd like to tell you that we are receiving your radio broadcast loud and clear right here in Nairobi, Kenya on VOA1. Thank you for bringing compositions to life with jazz masters and music composers, and continue bringing those conversations into your programs. We love your guests. Very enlightening. Well, thank you, Joseph Munyao. And speaking of those conversations, I know the music is most important to people, but to learn more about the music from the music makers themselves, I think, is most important. So thank you for appreciating that, and I hope everyone does, too. You get the story right from the artist. And in the case of what's coming up next week on Jazz America, I've got a portion of Dee Dee Bridgewater's keynote address to the people participating in the Jazz Connect Conference. People who make jazz and support jazz and love jazz gathered from all over the world in New York City. And there were many people speaking in panels, and in this case, Dee Dee Bridgewater, who was speaking to the entire conference. Well, there were a number of other artists that were there that I had a chance to speak to, among them Christian McBride, the great bassist, and I'll share that conversation with you in the near future as well. But right now, let's hear a song from the album Conversations with Christian, as Christian McBride on the bass joins with Dee Dee Bridgewater on vocals for a duet on the song It's Your Thing. A little soul jazz for you to begin this set on VOA's Jazz America.
Slap it one more time, baby.
Get down.
Ow. I felt that one. Hit me. Oh, Lord. It's all fine. I do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. Cause it's all fine. I do what you wanna do now. I can't tell ya. Who to sock it to? If you want me to love you, or maybe I will. I need you, baby, but it ain't no big deal. You need your love now just as bad as I do. Makes me no difference, baby, who you give your thing to. Oh, cause it's your thing.
It's your thing.
Do what you wanna do.
Wanna
do?
what you wanna do. Ooh, I can't tell you.
Go get down.
Do it's your thing. Do what you wanna do now. Oh, I can't tell ya who you got. So I can't tell.
Come on with
Come
it now,
on
baby.
Now. I wanna talk to you, baby.
Talk
I
to
wanna
me.
Talk to you hot as I can.
Come on
I
now.
Want you to be my fella, baby. Come on, be my man now. I'm gonna be your girl. I'm gonna treat you right. I'll give you what you need. I'm gonna take you to the limit. Gonna take you to the top. I'm here to please, cause it's your thing. I do what you wanna do.
Get down with you, get down.
Oh, I can't tell you who you got the socket to, cause it's your thing. Ooh, do what you wanna do. Oh, I can't tell you who to sock it to, but I want you to sock it to me, baby. Sock it to me, baby. Come on, I give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. Come on, I give me, give it, give it, give me, 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 give me your love. Oh, it's your thing. It's my thing. It's our thing. Oh, it's your thing. It's my thing. Oh, don't pull on that string like that. Oh, it's your thing. Oh, pull it on. Oh, I like it. It's your thing. It's your thing.
Take me there,
baby. Do what you wanna do. Oh, it's your thing. Do what you wanna do. I'm
Well, everybody knows that the man from Philadelphia, Joey DeFrancesco, is one of the great Hammond B3 organ players around and has been for decades now, though he still seems like such a young guy. That's Joey DeFrancesco showing off not only his ability on the Hammond B3 organ, with a cut from his new release, Trip Mode, titled What's Your Organ Player's Name, but also playing the trumpet, which I believe was the first instrument he ever played before he started playing the organ. He also plays piano and vocalizes on this recording as well. The versatile Joey DeFrancesco from Philadelphia. Well, also born in Philadelphia, but he's lived all over the place, as he'll tell us now, is Stan Getz, my special guest on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. On the 27th of June in 1990, almost exactly a year before his passing in June of 1991, I had the chance to speak to the legendary saxophonist Stan Getz in his apartment overlooking Central Park. He had just released the album Appassionato and was preparing for his performance that night at Carnegie Hall. Let's listen in on some of that conversation right now. Living on the West Coast, I think that a place that you live in has got to do something with marking your music, making you create a type of music that is, if you're absorbed by the place you live, I mean, you can stay behind closed doors if you want to, but living out West, how has that changed your music? How has that changed you as a person, if it has at all?
Well, I've starting out in the Bronx. I lived in Denmark for 3 years, and London for a year, and Spain for 3 years, and New York for about 25 years. I lived in L.A. way back in the 40s and 50s for 11 years. I lived in San Francisco for 10 years, and now I'm back in L.A. for a year. Who knows? I mean, maybe the locale does things for you, but I think it's your life experiences, which I guess partly does come from the locale you live in. Who knows? That's...
Well, last question. Just some thoughts about being back in New York. New York today, what's going on here? Can you feel the pulse of the city? Do you have any feelings about what's happening here musically, I'm saying, and then socially as well, if you like?
Well, I just got here 12 hours ago. New York is always the great Mecca. This is the Mecca of everything, New York. I love New York. I'm a New Yorker. And a New York audience is the best in the world. You can't fool a New York audience. That's where it's really at. You get by a New York audience, and you're okay. And I love them. And they seem to love me.
Stan Getz, thank you a lot for your time.
Thank you, Russ.
Stan Getz had released Appassionato earlier that year in 1990, and in 1989 released Anniversary with Kenny Barron on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, and Victor Lewis on drums, another all-star cast. Recorded live at the Montmartre Club in Copenhagen in July of 1987, here's Stan Getz from Anniversary on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you.
This is Joe Sample, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on Voice of America.
Thank you. late, great Joe Sample would have been 77 on the 1st of February, and Stan Getz would have been 89 on February 2nd. More with Stan Getz next hour on Jazz America.